Nice to see you all. Well, what I'm supposed to speak to you about here is moving forward with Therapeutic Touch, and I really kind of want to give you a bit of an overview about kind of where we are from an international standpoint, and I really want to let you all know that how happy, you know, certainly the board of directors and Nurse Healers, which is soon to be Therapeutic Touch International, is to see this group forming. I think it's really very wonderful, and the fact that you have as many members as you do in such a short period of time really, really speaks to the commitment of the people who've gotten this going. So I congratulate you all. And I think that one of the things that as Nurse Healers, we were acutely aware of and have been for a while, is that it was very important for us to change the name so that there wasn't always having to be the second statement, which was, it's about Therapeutic Touch and you don't have to be a nurse to join. Okay, that was always the follow-to. And so it was really important, I think, that we look at getting Therapeutic Touch in the name, so that at least people knew what it was that we were doing. Now, originally, Nurse Healers Professional Associates started out representing more than one modality. It was really for nurse healers that were, and it started with nursing because Krieger was a professor of nursing, and that was really where it all began. She kind of got things going, and she and Dora worked together to develop this. But then the first workshops were done at Pumpkin Hollow in 72, and it was pretty much all nurses that were there, with the exception of one. I'm trying to think if she was an occupational therapist or a physiotherapist. I think she was a physiotherapist. Betsy Anvarsky was the only one, which is the only reason Professional Associates got stuck on the end, okay, because she wasn't having it. So that was sort of the beginning of everything. And back in about 97, the board of directors decided that Therapeutic Touch was going to be the only modality that nurse healers really represented. And so that made it even more confusing for people because it really doesn't speak to who we are and what we do. All right, so I think it was important for us to do this. And so, as I said, it's been 3 years now, I guess, since we first put the board of directors. We were a new board at that point, so we created a whole bunch of uproar. I bet you would never guess that I would be involved in that, or Sherry Ann either, you know. We created a whole bunch of uproar by making these suggestions. Of course, Dee was absolutely right with us. But one of the reasons Dee was with us is because the way that we put it to her, they've asked her to change the name many times, and she would have no part of it. She wouldn't let them change the name. So what we did is we did this. We said, okay, we have to have a separate credentialing body, because in the States that's the way it works. All right, and so let's call the credentialing body, make that the professional arm of Therapeutic Touch, and we'll call it Nurse Healers. And then we can call the membership body, the general organization, something with Therapeutic Touch in it. And she thought that was a great idea. Her concern is she didn't want to lose the name Nurse Healers. So that once we sort of allayed that fear, then she was absolutely fine with us moving forward with it. And she really believes that this is the way of the future. You know, the way that we've proposed, the way that the membership, we formed an ad hoc committee after we had sort of created all this uproar by making all these proposals. We formed an ad hoc committee with people who were, you know, having a stroke about it. And for those who were sort of midline and those who were really pro the kinds of things that we were proposing. And what happened is they came up with exactly the same things that we proposed in the first place. Once they had a chance to really sit down and think about it. It's about change, isn't it? Change is always a struggle for people, I think, because, you know, even if the way it always was isn't so great, at least you know what it was. You know, it's the unknown, the fear of what might happen next, that really, I think, holds people back often, isn't it? So I think it's really important for us to look at how we integrate change into our lives and recognize that the world is changing. You know, I mean, can you imagine a few years ago if we had done anything on the internet, would we have had anybody reading it? You know, and yet now that's the only way that people really have an opportunity to do that from everywhere. So our ability to communicate with each other is just so much better. So I think I wanted to give you to share that with you, because it's not like every group doesn't have its struggles getting started. This is the way it is. You know, as soon as somebody suggests doing something a little differently, you're going to have people that are going to have a problem with it, because it isn't the way it's always been. You know, and so I think it's really important for us to recognize that all of us are making connections with each other. All of us are moving this forward, and we're doing it in ways that are creative and innovative. And I think it's important for us to put our heads together and see how we can do that. You know, if you sort of look at each of you here in Australia as being a light, as being a point of light, you know, all of you beginning to connect with each other. All right? All of us in the United States and Canada are also points of light. And so what we're attempting to do now is to make those connections and to connect with the people in Japan and the people in Europe and the people in South America and the people in Africa, people everywhere. So I think it's really important that we recognize that we're part of a much larger whole. Sound familiar? It really is about the worldview, isn't it? If we view the spaces between us as opportunities to connect, and when you view the universe as energetic in nature, that's the way it is. There are opportunities to connect. So let's take advantage of that. Let's create these connections with each other and continue to move these lights farther and farther. If each of us bring in a few people, educate them a little bit about therapeutic touch, about the concepts of healing, the concept that this is something that everyone has access to. I mean, my philosophy is that everyone in the world should have, I was going to say a chicken in every pot, but if you're vegetarian, I guess it's a carrot, okay? And tofu, I don't know. And a teeter in every home, all right? So I think that if that's our intention, that's the intention that we set out there, is to really make this accessible to everyone. And not only that, but to honor the other types of healing work that's being done out there. We are not in competition with each other. We are here to connect with each other. We are here to move this concept of healing forward and to do it as sisters, okay, and brothers, rather than each individual person and each individual modality fighting with each other for territory. That's not the way that this is going to work, because you know what? Then you spend all of your energy on that. On fighting with each other. That's not the best place to put our energy at this point. The best place to put our energy at this point is to have the vision to continue to move outward, to continue to expand not only our visibility, okay, expand our accessibility to people, expand the way that we educate our people, expand the opportunities for all these things to happen everywhere. So I think that my purpose in speaking to you about this at this point is that this is, I know that there's been a conference from Nurse Healers a few years ago here, and I want you to know that the way that we're viewing Therapeutic Touch International is not as a dictatorship. It's as a sisterhood, that we are here to help people connect with each other. We are here to have, for instance, on our website, one of the things that we're getting organized is to have chat rooms for people who have different kinds of interests. It might be people who work in elder care. It might be people who work in other areas specifically. You know, it might be people who are in private practice that want to talk to each other about how they've gotten things going in their areas. It might be people who run practice groups and talk to each other about how they've kept the interests going in their areas and the way that they structure the times that they spend together. You know, I think that those are the kinds of things that Therapeutic Touch International can be really beneficial for everyone. You know, there's a lot of things in the States right now. We're working on regional things, but I think it's and getting things happening in the regions. You know, I think one of the things I always encourage people to do, if you don't have a practice group where you are, start one. If there's you and one other person, even if it's just you, if you're multiple personality, that should be easy, right? Never mind. At any rate, I think that's the piece. If you don't have another therapeutic touch practitioner right where you live, then do exchanges with someone else. A massage therapist, another type of energy work, whatever. But give yourself a chance and create opportunities for yourself to practice. Create opportunities for yourself to get treatments. Okay? It's very important for us to look after ourselves, and that's the worst job that most of us do. Wouldn't you say that's true? Of course, not speaking for one who's got this down. We teach what we most need to learn, right? Okay, there you go. Anyway, I think that the other thing we have to recognize that as healers, we are here to heal others until we ourselves are healed. I wrote a chant to that way. Maybe at some point we'll have a chance to sing it. But I think that that's really something we have to remember. We heal others till we ourselves are healed. We have to remember that doing healing work is not about the other person. It really isn't. It's totally a byproduct that they do better. You know, I think, yes, we have this sense of compassion and we do all of these wonderful things, but what you finally learn to realize is it's all about you. The most fascinating topic you'll ever find in your life. It's all about you. It's all about getting to know who you are and how you function in the world and how you connect with other people. All right? And I think that's the coyote is such, or rather, Fairfield Country is such a coyote, a Native American and North American Native culture. The coyote is the trickster. Okay, and people now, and they're learning therapeutic touch, and they're going to help that person. Now I'm doing a treatment, and now I'm not. And then they're going to change their career so that they have something else they can do because they really hate what they're doing now. Or they're not feeling well themselves, so they learn it so they can help themselves. All right? And all of a sudden they recognize that none of those things are really what's happening. Therapeutic touch teaches you how to live your life. And it teaches us how to connect with each other from a place of compassion, from a place of centeredness, and from a place where we can honor each other. Honor each other's skills, honor each other's, not only our abilities, but who we are as human beings. And who we are is not what we do. Hold that thought. Who we are is not what we do. Our personality is our behavior. But the essence of who we are, our inner self, is really who we are. And that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing. So I encourage you, you know, understand that Therapeutic Touch International is here to help us all do this better. You know, we're not here to dictate to anyone. What we want to do is we want people to trademark in their own countries. Okay, so that they have the ability to keep the integrity of therapeutic touch where they are. We want people to be able to set their own standards, okay, set their own curriculum guidelines, set their own ways of credentialing, all right? And there may be several levels of that in varying places, depending on who you are and what's happening within your group, all right? And I think there's lots of things that we need to recognize that, you know, the United States doesn't have all the answers. Okay? I know you know that. Unfortunately, they don't always know that. I guess it's taking Canadians on the board to figure that out, right? Do you suppose that might have had been one of the reasons that people kind of freaked out at the beginning? Not only the two of us, but Evie Kugelman, who's our programs and practice chair, or was. She's just, her term is just finished. But she's from Ontario. I've known her for years. She and I were teachers together. We ran conferences together there and so on. And she moved to Colorado, so now she's, you know, called an American, but she, you know, really isn't. So there's three of us on the board that are really Canadian. So, you know, of course, that caused no fuss. But I have to tell you, it's really been interesting because our board is made up of very strong people. Very strong people. You know, all of us. I mean, you can imagine Sherry Ann always saying, okay. Exactly that. And sometimes not as nicely as that. You know, so I think as we move forward, it's all about creating balance. And I think it's important for us to have a balanced outcome is to have different viewpoints. You know, as you're beginning to develop what you do. I encourage people to get involved. I encourage people to do what you can in your own region, in your own household, and at your place of work. It's not necessarily always about stopping your job and doing something else. Sometimes it's about changing the way you do what you do, coming at it from a different perspective, and using therapeutic touch in everything you do. Come at things from a centered place. Have a sense of compassion. Recognize that it must be very painful for some people to behave the way they do. I worked a long time on that statement, I'll tell you. Anyway, does anybody have any questions? Not a thing. Look at that. Okay, then. Yes. Absolutely. It's all about intention. and intentionality. It's all about that. Intention is the fact that we want to connect with everybody. We want to be a sisterhood. We don't want to dictate. Eventually what may happen is we're able to harmonize the curriculum guidelines and so on, but that's a long way down the road. First of all, we have to have the opportunity for people to talk to each other, to see this is what I think is important, this is what I think is important. And what will happen eventually is we'll get to a point where we have some agreement on some of those things. You know, and it may not be exactly the same, and it isn't important that it is, as long as we have the ability, I think, to recognize that we're all here for the integrity of therapeutic touch. We're all doing the very best we can to do that, to do it from a place of honoring everyone else, from really respecting the work that everyone is doing worldwide. Okay? And that all of us are here for the same reason. You know, because I don't think any of us would consciously take some of the flack that we take in the places we work from our families, you know, the people around us that all give us a hard time about this, and so on. You know, we wouldn't consciously do that unless we felt it was an important thing to do, don't you think? Mm-hmm. You know, and so if it's important, then let's continue to move it forward. But from that place of not feeling defensive, from that place of not feeling threatened or fearful, from a place of compassion and determination with a vision. Okay, I think that's enough for me. I think you got the idea. Okay, so I'm going to hand it over to Jane. Thank you very much. Oh, one other thing I should just mention. What we have done with Therapeutic Touch International is we're offering all of the associations that are in place already the opportunity for their members to all be members of Therapeutic Touch International as associate members. And so we're doing that very inexpensively so that the association would pay, you know, a flat fee depending on your number of members. We have varying levels of that. And then what you would have access to is all of our online resources. So and what'll now that's in the works right now, so it's not going to be happening, you know, next week, but you know, by within the next month or so, I would say that we'll probably have that together. And what'll happen is that there will be an access number for the association, and then that would be renewed every year, and you would get a new access number for all of your members. All right, yeah. So that's also something that we've decided we're going to move forward with to help with the connection. Right? Yeah. Yes, you had a question. It includes access to the bibliography. So what it does is it gives you access to at least the research that's been done, and with the it's not the research papers because we can't do that. But what it does is at least it tells you where to go to get them. Okay? Pardon? And in the newsletter, because you get access to the newsletter too, online. Okay? Thank you.
Members of committee, please. this is off the cuff what we're doing. We just decided at what time was it? 8:40 that we would do it. So, members of the committee, anyone else, this is a sharing session. I'm just starting it off as the chair. And I just, you know, when we stop every hour here with the Brahma Kumaris, last night when we were doing that, I just had a sense of that connection to all the Brahma Kumaris all around the world. There must be every hour of every day, probably every minute of every day, people stopping for that minute. It's an amazing thought, isn't it? And I wondered if that was kind of a possibility, an idea, a feeling for us here. And I know if I may use your reflection, Gary. Gary was saying to me, sharing his reflection, that he thought that we're saying how lovely this place is for the conference. And Gary said, along that, you can correct me if I've got it wrong, how I heard it was, what this place has given us is a wonderful foundation of peace, so that things flow. We work, we're busy, we do things, but it's that peace which holds us. And what you said, Gary, was that's what this organisation needs, that's what TT in Australia needs, that foundation of peace to build on. Just watch Gary's doing, you know, and what we're doing. Yeah, to build on it. So maybe to keep that in our minds, and also what Diane finished with, that what we need is compassion, determination and vision. And so what I'd like you to do on your piece of paper is to write at the top my vision for TT in Australia, And I would just like you to brainstorm. It doesn't matter what it is. It can be anything. It can be crazy. It can be big. It can be little.
TT
in Australia. Yeah. So your vision. I'm going to ask you, as you are doing that, or as you come to the end of what you're writing, or is it the beginning, to ask yourself if this is my intention for therapeutic touch, to tune in to your deep self, to Izzy, and ask, what is one step I can take now towards that? How can I make that vision, which is often very large and exciting, how can I make that, as well as setting my intention, how can I make it, start to make it real? And it can be really a little thing, so-called little. Okay, so I wonder if some of you would like to share. We won't necessarily go through everything. Someone would like to start the ball rolling?
Now, as a TT teacher, I've made an intention to do more of that. I've been, and my group's been encouraging me to do more of that to increase the community, you know. But the other big thing that came up for me, which I thought was a great question you asked, Jane, is one of my visions is to bring more of TT to the bedside in all settings, community, palliative care, children, all of that. And what occurred to me is that in my practice group, I could negotiate with a clinical venue, and we've thought about it before, but I think we will do it. And as part of our practice sessions, have some time with some real clients. We've been bringing them to us, but we think we can actually offer to go to them. Some nursing homes have said they would really like that. So I just need to look at formalising, making that more manifest. With the help of my wonderful support group that I have anyway. Okay?
Fantastic. Thank you. Peter?
To follow on what Jerry said, I've got, for my vision, which a few people know that I've been quite passionate about, is for TT in Australia to be incorporated into mainstream health, accepts and starts to contract some TT practitioners as part of their workforce. The second one was to spread the values of TT to touch lives of all whom we come in contact with. To make it happen, A, the lobbying of politicians, our local, our federal, and then lobbying of our ministers on a federal level and a state level. And to live a pure, peaceful life so people want to know your secrets.
To live a pure, peaceful life so people want to know your secrets. That's it. Sue and then Alan.
Just following up on what Diane was saying about trademarking, to see Therapeutic Touch as a name trademarked in Australia.
Okay. Alan.
My vision of TT in Australia is that all members of the community, from children through, can know and use TT in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
One step I can take to start this vision is to expose people to TT through offering personal healing sessions and spreading information at every opportunity.
Good. Thank you. Mm-mm. And we have an information pack, business pack, to do that now. Posters up in the library at Mooney Ponds. We live in the same suburb. Judith.
I and everyone else practicing it can describe what TT is clearly, unselfconsciously, to anyone we meet.
Fantastic.
And I've got another one. That the fundamentals of TT are taught and practiced in schools, hospitals, aged care facilities, so that even small children are taught the techniques.
Mm. So what's the first step for you?
The first step for me is to practice my definition of TT.
Ah, thank you. That's so important, isn't it? To be able to go, now TT is
I've not got art. Anyone else care to? Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, well, just a couple of things to mention. My first one was a retreat centre where we can have more get-togethers and more regular workshops. And the first step to getting towards that was to set the intention with all of us and raise money and choose a site. And I've got heaps more, but that will do.
That will do for now. Thank you. Sounds lovely. Chris?
Mine was just a simple one, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be good if every time, well, whenever we did our daily meditation, at some point within that, we felt the unity and the harmony and the peace that existed between all TT practitioners in Australia.
Thank you. Well, that's the first step for all of us, isn't it? Yes. Anyone else like to share?
I have an American's vision for TT in Australia, which is that the Australians take on their rightful and much needed role as sharing your vitality and new energy with the American TTers, perhaps through the newsletter that we have. I'd encourage you all to write something and tell us what you're doing. In the United States, there's a big need to start over, and that's already begun. But they can't do it alone. We can't do it alone.
I had a couple of things down here, and you know, this is not necessarily for me to do, but just suggestions for you. My suggestion is that you have one person either on your board or affiliated with your board that's responsible only for practice groups, and to really look at increasing the number of practice groups that are happening in the country, and especially in the outlying areas, and create a package for practice group leaders that will help them get started so they don't feel kind of intimidated by it. Including things like maybe some meditation, some exercises, some topics for discussion, those sorts of things. There are others out there. I know the Canadians have got a really, I know because I, you know, anyway. Have a really good one that really helps people kind of get going. The other thing is eventually to look at having therapeutic touch teams in the community. And they do this in a variety of places now. Where the practice groups are the ones who develop them, and they go into hospitals and they go into the community and maybe with hospice or whomever, but that's something perhaps to look at doing down the road.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you.
Tell me. We talk about healthcare, which is so important to all of us. Just recently, I have been helping Year 9 students at the Education Centre with reading because they're a little bit behind to where they should be. And just noticing the different behaviour between these children, and I think it would be wonderful to have a team like Diane is just talking about, but maybe to go into schools. Especially the teenagers who are, well, we all know they're stressed struggling. And troubled, and they are struggling. And I think maybe that is something that we could look at and do.
Marianne, you actually do that, don't you?
Yes, in our Holistic Health Practitioner Program, quite a few of the clinical agencies that we have are high schools. And they love it because we come in May and June for 8 weeks. And the students there are stressed about writing exams, and the staff are stressed about the students writing exams. So our students work as holistic health practitioners in the clinical agency for 8 weeks, and I've got a waiting list of high schools that want. Yes. Yeah.
Exciting, isn't it?
Just before the exams.
Yes, in the our students, our high school students write their final exams in June.
Fantastic.
We did that at Monash University as well, around exam week, and we had therapeutic touch students doing therapeutic touch at our talk, giving TT to the other lecturers as well as their own peers, and it was beautiful to watch it.
So it's really about how you could actually incorporate it in your field of work, isn't it?
Yes. So thank you very much, Diane and Sherry-Ann. And I know that for us as the committee, it has been so freeing to have you here. And that, as I said yesterday, that sense of the kind of narrowing is just widened right out. And I think TT for me is expanded again, or expanded, and the possibilities are really there, and we're all part of it. So clap, clap, clap to everybody for being here.